This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm near the end of the show there, but Matt Patricia getting a contract extension at Ohio State. There had been some NFL fear there from Ohio State after Chip Kelly bounced after 1 year last year. We've also got Arvel Reese going to the NFL. Caleb Downs going to the NFL. I want to say about 17 Buckeyes in the transfer portal over the last week or so to talk all things here. Maybe a Browns question or two thrown in there. We head out to the Make It Right, Call Kyle Wright hotline. Welcome on of 97.1 The Fan, Buckeye legend, former NFL linebacker Bobby Carpenter joining us now. Bobby, welcome back to the show.
Oh, my pleasure, guys. Thanks for having me on. Lots going on in this NFL or college football offseason. It's even more fun than NFL free agency.
It is. It's pretty hectic. The Damond Williams stuff. I know. We brought you on to talk about Ohio State stuff. You're in an interesting position, having been a pro athlete, played at Ohio State, all this other stuff. How do you feel about the Washington quarterback going into the portal, despite Washington saying it has a legally binding and a NIL contract with him?
Well, this is the problem now. It's like, in the NFL, that would never happen because you sign a contract, like you have to live up to that. Now, how enforceable are these contracts in court? That's the problem. But as per my understanding, the people I've talked to about this, him and Jed Fish had the same agent, and they negotiated him. I think it's to the tune of, like, guys, it wasn't a small sum of money. I think it was like $4 million that he was going to get from Washington to play there as part of the revenue share package. He signed the deal. His agent signed off on it. He signed the deal. And then after signing it, he was basically ghosting his agent, ghosting the Washington Huskies and Jed Fish. And then it's like, hey, he's not even in the portal. He's just like, I'm going to leave and go somewhere else. Like, that contract doesn't apply to me. And the sad thing is, like, you're college, you're supposed to teach some people things. Like, when you sign your name on a piece of paper in the United States and it's a legally binding document, like, that's got to mean something. And there's got to be repercussions for this. I'm not a fan of this, so he fires his agent. And then his dad goes and, like, negotiates the deal with LSU. I'm like, what in the heck are we doing here? Like, that's not how the real world works, man.
Yeah, no, I think you're exactly right, Bobby. Let me ask you, what has been the fallout with Ohio State and the loss? I know you've had a week and a half to process it, but in Columbus, what is the resounding thought?
People are upset. Like, what's amazing is coming into the season after you lose 8 starters on a national championship defense, you lose your quarterback, you lose 2 running backs, one of whom is playing for the Browns, another is playing for the Patriots, both very good players. You lose a wide receiver who is playing really well for the Tampa Bay Bucs. And all of those things, you're thinking, okay. Like, I think people this year are like, all right, maybe a little bit of a reset year. Just beat Michigan. And I listen to all these people tell me, that's all. The national championship doesn't even matter. You just got to beat Michigan. I'm like, all right, well, you beat Michigan this year. Now everybody is sitting there saying, well, that doesn't matter. This team, you know, didn't accomplish anything. I'm like, well, they beat Michigan. They went 12-2. They lost to Indiana by a freaking sub-30-yard field goal that you have to be able to make. And so I'm not putting that on Ryan Day. And maybe there's some other coaching stuff that could have potentially changed in that game. But, you know, then you lose to a Miami team that you get off to a slow start, battle back, you get a pick six, you're running the ball well in the second half, and you just kind of run out of gas. And, I mean, that's the way college football is. And that's a really good Miami team. So, I mean, there's a lot of people that are really upset about it. I think people would chill. The bigger issue right now is everybody's just panicked and paranoid about, you know, the departures, because this has never been something that Ohio State's had to deal with before. Guys have always stayed, but in this world, like, it's like the NFL. You can't pay your fourth receiver or fourth or fifth corner number one position money, and someone else can. And the Ohio State, as much as people think that it's like a bottomless pit of dollars, it's not. Like, there's no billionaire that all they want to do is bankroll Ohio State football. And so, like, they've got a good amount of cash, and they're very competitive. But this isn't an endless stream that they can just go to.
Bobby Carpenter of 97.1 The Fan in Columbus with Nick and JP here talking the latest with Ohio State. Arvel Reese goes into the NFL draft today. Caleb Downs earlier this week. Carnell Tate as well. It's fascinating because Reese and Downs are such elite-level players, but, well, it's a coverage linebacker and it's a safety. If you had to guess who today, and I know it's early, who do you think's the first Buckeye off the board in April?
I would probably say Arvel Reese just because of the position value that he brings. You know, he's 6'4", he's 245, he's long, he can run, he can play off the ball, he can rush the passer. Like, he's an impact player on the edge, and you can also play him off the ball. So, like, he's got position flexibility. He's an impact, dynamic guy. Caleb Downs is really good. I mean, he's going to be a steady and solid player, you know, for a long time. One of the smartest guys I've been around, sure tackler. Checks all the boxes for you at safety. But as far as, like, an ultra-dynamic player, it's Arvel Reese. And, like, the irony is, like, if people are upset, like, we're losing Arvel Reese. I'm like, well, yeah, nobody anticipated. Like, I thought he would be good. I didn't know he'd be that good that fast. And so, yeah, so now he's going to be on his way out as well.
What do you make of the latest with Matt Patricia? And obviously he had some NFL interest, or at least perceived NFL interest, but it seems like he's going to be able to stay.
Yeah, I know Matt pretty well. I played for him in New England. Matt Patricia is a hell of a football coach, as everybody saw. I know there was NFL interest. I mean, there's a lot of jobs. He's got a lot of connections. And after people watched what he did this year, it's like, oh, they forgot. Everybody just kind of held over his head that he couldn't be an offensive coordinator. And maybe what happened with Philadelphia, where things got a little sideways, or maybe his head coaching situation in Detroit. And they forget the fact that he was in New England for 20 years and really damn good. He's incredibly intelligent. And the biggest thing is he relates really well to players. And so I know Ohio State was ultra aggressive in trying to re-sign him. And I'm happy. I know Matt. I like Matt. He lives down the street from me. I've been lobbying to keep him here with him. I was like, you can't leave. I want you to be my alma mater. Because, I mean, they're legitimate offers that were going to be coming. And so they need to get him wrapped up. I'm happy he's signing it. I'm happy he's staying and going to be here with the Buckeyes for at least another year and hopefully for the foreseeable future.
All right, Bobby, where do they go at OC? What's your best guess?
You know, one of the things that they talked about here is, like, it depends on who's out there. You know, and, like, I go back to dollars. Like, you know, you just paid Matt Patricia probably the highest amount of any coordinator in the history of Ohio State. I think he's worth every penny. You know, then becomes a question like, well, how much do you have left to pay an offensive coordinator? Who is that guy? What's his relationship like with Ryan Day? How does he fit? I'm not sure. They've talked about, you know, staying just internally and working it that way. You know, people have thrown out like Brian Daboll. I don't know that that's a realistic possibility. A lot of it's going to depend on who becomes available in the NFL and how that hiring cycle ultimately shakes out here over the next couple of weeks.
Miami Ole Miss tonight, and obviously everyone's going to be talking about Lane Kiffin throughout this game. It's a weird thing. The game itself should be the story, but Lane's always going to be a part of it. Is Lane done enough? Is he like a villain of college football at this point, or are we not there yet?
Oh, what do you mean are we not there yet, Coach? Like, he's Dr. Doom signed up for the Avengers.
I didn't know if he'd won.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Enough to be considered a villain yet.
But everybody knows him. You look at the programs that he's coached and, you know, the prominent programs and how he's handled situations, you know, when he's left and what he said and all of those different things. I would have to say that he has done enough to qualify as a villain at this point. And, like, part of it goes back to the fact that he said, hey, you know, my guys, they can, you know, I wanted to coach Ole Miss. I wanted to be there with them. Well, you wanted to be there with them so much that now you won't let your assistants stay. So don't tell me that you wanted to be there with him. The reality is, and people have said this, I've talked a lot, I go, I don't think he didn't believe they could beat Georgia. And so then when they did, it's like, well, crap now. Now I can't look like the good guy and play, you know, play the card of, oh, I love the Rebs. I love the players. I don't want to leave them high and dry. Well, dude, like he's a self-serving guy. I was hoping that he had changed. You know, he's a heck of a football coach. He does a good job with that. But to say that, you know, he's the villain, absolutely.
I think that's also good for college football, by the way. I think college football needs its villains. And I think it being coaches, which is what it typically is a good thing.
Yeah, I mean, you got to have somebody you can hate. And Lane is definitely a hateable guy. And now, you know, he left Ole Miss. He's at LSU now. And they're going to have a lot of talent. He's going to probably be pretty good there. And so, you know, when teams are good, like, they're much easier to hate. So, yeah, I think that there'll be plenty of hate that'll be able to be tossed Lane Kiffin's way here for the foreseeable future.
All right, Bobby, we've got about 45 seconds. What's your national championship game, and who, in fact, is your national champion this year?
I like Indiana. I think they're the best team in college football. They may not be the flashiest, but their coach is really good. They're incredibly disciplined. They don't make mistakes. They play really fast and hard. They've got a really good signal caller in Mendoza. And then on the other side of that, I mean, I think this Ole Miss team gets it done tonight. Miami's D-line is really good, but they're not very deep. And if they can keep Lacey on the field, pound the football, you can wear them down. Chambliss can run around enough to make some plays. And ultimately, I think Indiana wins the national championship.
Bobby, great stuff, man. Really appreciate you. And we'll catch up you to down the line as we get closer to the draft.
Absolutely, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Bobby Carpenter, 97.1 The Fan in Columbus, former Ohio State linebacker, former NFL linebacker on the Make It Right Call Kyle Wright hotline. Great stuff with Bobby there. We'll react, and we do have an update on the Browns and Mike McDaniel in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.